Tinashe was nasty. That's a good one. If it's gonna be stuck in my head, please, it's gonna be stuck in yours too. I've been singing this song all weekend. I watched her perform at Coachella, and then it got stuck some more. So here we are. Nasty by Tinashe, the song I'll be singing all summer. Thank you, Tinashe. I really wish she had, like, I wish she would get the props she deserved, but so many people have decided they don't like Tinashe, and I don't like that. Y'all don't like her because other people don't like her, and that's really sick. Anyway, welcome to the show. This is the Lavender Listens podcast. Okay, it's your favorite podcast about all things music related, and music adjacent. Yep, I'm your host. I'm back, Ash Lab. Hey, hey. What's up? Y'all know we get at least 1 week off a month. And last week was that week. So welcome back. I'm trying to keep it short this week. I don't want to keep y'all for an hour. I don't want to be keeping y'all for over an hour this week. So I'm going to keep it sweet. I'm going to keep it short. Because I don't even got no notes in front of me. I don't got no notes because I feel like, for what? Everybody just into it. Everybody, that's the music news. Everybody into it. That's the headline. Everybody into it. You got Chris and Quavo. They into it. Drake versus everybody. The Canadian really got everybody on his ass. I'm not really that curious no more about what he did, what he may have said. At this point, I just want to see who finna say something next. Because Kanye West, I'm telling y'all, he just decided to insert himself into this whole thing. And we all keep asking, like, what? Kanye, why are you in it? We consistently asking it. Everybody, all of us. Kanye, why you in it? And why you want to be in it so bad? I don't know. And it's weird seeing everybody argue different sides. As I said last time, I'm cool over here. I'm cool. I'm a J. Cole fan. I'm cool. As a Kendrick fan, I'm cool. I'm a Drake fan, for real. I'm cool. But it's just, Drake, what the fuck? You pissing everybody off. So who's next? That's my only inquiry. That's the only thing I inquire about now. It's who next. It don't even matter about nothing else. Who is next? The Canadian versus everybody. He just... I want to know what's next for Metro Boomin, because that shut up and make some drum shit, that was out of pocket. It was funny, I ain't gonna lie, it was funny. But Metro, what's next? Go Metro, what's next? We want to know. I'm just tired of all the beefing. I am tired of it. I'm tired, y'all. OJ Simpson dead? The hell going on? It's been a lot. Over a week. We even got to see Beyonce real hair yesterday. And it's long and it's healthy and it's thick. It's a lot. It's a lot. I don't want to talk about no rap beefs, though. Y'all know how I get down. I want to keep the peace. I don't want to talk about no rap beefs. But the rap beef is good. It's good for rap, but that Chris and Quavo, I'm with everybody else on this. That's not, that goes far beyond music. If they see each other, they fight. If Kendrick, Drake, J. Cole all link up, ain't no fighting in that room. It ain't no fighting. They're probably not even gonna argue. They're probably gonna make a song together. I don't know. I just don't trust nobody like that no more in the industry. So this could all be a whole joke. I don't know. But I don't trust, I don't believe Kendrick, Cole, and Drake would ever fight. But I really do think Chris gonna swing on Quavo the next time you see him. I am with the majority on that. Y'all know I don't be with the majority a whole lot of times, but I'm with them on that. This is going beyond music. And to the ladies that's being mentioned in all the diss songs, like, y'all please. I hate y'all catching strays, but just stay out of it. Y'all know how these men get. Now they got to try to chase. I ain't gonna say that. They're gonna trade. Oh my God. I'm trying to find a way to say this that's not as vulgar as I would normally say it, because the things I shoot off in a text message, you'll be like, she said what? Oh, okay, I got it. They trading coochie tails. Y'all is into it. These women ain't into it. Why y'all putting them in it? Leave the girls out. And if it is Saweetie and Karrueche, and I can only say if, I have to say this is alleged. Allegedly, these are who he's talking about. Even though we have all the facts in front of us. Okay? Social media. When some of these people get old, their social media is going to be hell to explain. Social media is always, it's always a hellscape. It will continue to be a hellscape. I don't give a damn if you on Lemon 8, TikTok, TikTok Notes, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter X them. I don't care where you at. Okay? It's always going to be a hellscape. So explaining this in the future, the girls that are in it, I'm sorry. I hate y'all being put into it, but they trading coochie tails instead of swinging on each other like they want to. Leave them coochie tails out of it. We don't leave them out. Okay? I don't call it freaky tails. We already got a freaky tails. Too short. Too short know how to do some shit. Freaky tails is a classic. These are the tails. The freaky tails. But they trading coochie tails, and I don't like that. Because, like, they going pound for pound. If you catch my drift, like, okay, so you slept with my ex. I slept with your ex when you were still with her. Please. Y'all don't care about women, so leave the women out of it. For real. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Y'all don't care about women for real. Leave the women out of the beef. Let the girls do what they doing. Let them go get their money, because they not even with y'all or bothering y'all now. Leave them alone. They don't care about women for real. Leave them out of the diss tracks. That's what I was trying to say. Oh, stop trying coochie tails. Stop trying coochie tails for a diss. That's what I'm trying to say. He said a lot of shit in that song. That's just the only part that I didn't like from Chris Brown when he was, y'all don't got to get into that. Leave the coochies out of it. That's about to be the title. I'm about to name this episode, Leave the Coochies Out of It. Leave the Coochies Out of It. Oh my God. It's becoming too much. Because y'all don't like when we put y'all Peter Whackers in it. Leave the Coochies Out of It. Since y'all don't like the Peter Whackers being talked about. Y'all don't like it when the girls are saying, if you don't know how to use the Peter Whacker, keep the Peter Whacker in your pants. Y'all don't like all the insults and shit. Y'all don't like it from us. We don't like it from y'all. So leave the coochies out of it. People, please. too many people into it. Jesus. I don't know. And Coachella. Oh, my God. Let's talk about Coachella for a little bit. I caught the people who I actually wanted to see. The only person that I didn't catch that I wanted to watch was Tyler, the Creator. I didn't catch him either weekend. Not last weekend, not the weekend before. I didn't catch it. His performance in our time, Memphis time, Tennessee time. What is this? Whatever time zone we in, it's 2 hours. There's a 2 hour difference. Okay? So he was set to hit the stage out there at Coachella. West Coast time, I bet. At 11:55. Do the math. 11, 12, 155, that's almost 2 a.m. I be trying to end the, y'all, I'll stay up to watch a perform. Okay, example, Doja Cat. Doja Cat set time was 10 something, so that's midnight and some change, okay? I watched her performance weekend one. I didn't watch it last night. I watched it weekend one. Her performance is, it's ending close to 2 o'clock. I'm cool with that. I cannot stay up to 2 o'clock to catch a performance that's probably gonna last another 2 hours. I'm up to 4 a.m. watching Tyler, the Creator. Is that what you're telling me? So I said, no, I'm not gonna be able to do it. I don't give a damn if it's a Friday or not. I ain't gonna be able to do it. So I did miss him. I'm gonna have to go back and watch it on YouTube. I know they got it on YouTube. Shout out to YouTube for streaming Coachella every year. So yeah, he was the only person that I did not catch that I really want to see. Now I kind of wanted to see. I did want to see Tyler, but I was able to see, who was that on Friday? Or was it Saturday? No, I think that was Saturday when I saw Chloe perform. Chloe and Tinashe performed on Friday. That's what it was. And I didn't stay up for Tyler, the Creator. And then on Sunday, yesterday, I got to finally catch that Victoria Monet. She did so good. Her performance was so good. I cannot wait to see this lady live. She on my bucket list. Gotta be. She did so good. Chloe did great as well. Chloe did so, so good. Chloe did great. Tinashe did great. My only gripe with the Tinashe performance is her breath control. But, you know, everybody not going to have breath control like Chloe or Beyonce or somebody else got. But her performance itself, it was good, though. That was just a little small minor thing. And it didn't happen a lot where she was, like, going lower. You couldn't hear her. It was very minor, y'all. So chill. Don't go watching the performance thinking you finna get a cute laugh because you can't hear her because she can't breathe. That's not even the case. It's just, you know, little shit. If I had to have a gripe, that would be it. That's basically it. But she did well. I like Tinashe, Chloe. Who else did I say? Tinashe, Chloe, Victoria Monet did great. Doja Cat. Doja Cat set. It was great. I loved her set. I didn't like the comments that y'all was making about this girl's body. So the fuck what? If she has had her butt done, leave it alone. This is 2024. At this point, you know somebody in your personal life that has had some work done. Whether it be a lift or reduction, enhancement, changing, all of that. It's 2024. So the fuck what? You ain't up on Coachella performing. Who fucking cares? Like, stop coming on folks' bodies because y'all don't want nobody saying nothing about yours. So leave it alone. But she did a great set. The hair change, I liked it. The outfit changes, it was good. She ended her set with Wet Vagina. It was a good performance. I don't have nothing bad to say. I just didn't like those comments coming off of it. What y'all was saying about her cakes might be fake. So, y'all don't have that much to say about people who have confirmed it in your face that they've had shots and enhancements. And Okay, so if it's okay for them, then it's okay for her. Mind your fucking business. Okay, mind your fucking business. But I like the set. And no, I'm not getting into none of the side quests that she be having going on. That ain't none of my business. That ain't none of my business. If you want to be mad at Doja Cat, be mad at everybody. And that's all I'm going to say. Because y'all do not have the same standards for everybody across the board. Because I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this about Chris Brown. How I know y'all don't have those same standards across the board because y'all will fix y'all mouth to say something about all the stuff that Doja Cat be doing online when she doing all that trolling and stuff, and then how she got upset when they was talking about her hair. Y'all fix y'all mouth to say something about that. But the only thing you will say about Chris Brown is, oh my God, I love Chris Brown. And you know his past is checkered. Okay? And y'all still love Chris Brown and the standards don't go across the board. So let it go. If you're not gonna stop it over here, don't try to encourage us to stop it over there. Because, I mean, you mad that she said something and you're not mad that this man was physical with other women. It don't make sense. Like, if you gonna do it for real. That's all I got. Otherwise, you can shut up. You can still listen to whoever you want to listen to, but you don't gotta do all that. Like, if you're gonna condemn one, condemn them all. That's just, y'all gotta start, like, make the plan feel even. That's something y'all don't do. We'll sit up and be mad about what Doja Cat said, but still listening to Robert, who like to fucking piss on kids. So, that example, you cannot be mad at Chris and then still playing R. Kelly. Make it an even playing field. Because, and the reason why I use that particular example of Chris and R. Kelly, because of my age group, because of the millennials. A lot of y'all elder millennials and Gen X motherfuckers. Oh my God, he's in jail. He's paying for his crimes. Now y'all out there saying free R. Kelly. Y'all don't think I see that? Y'all motherfuckers is out there saying free R. Kelly. It's free R. Kelly till he come and piss and fuck on your kids. Okay? But y'all don't care because you're giving him permission. He paying you motherfuckers. Y'all sticking nasty just like him. So don't be mad at Chris Brown if you still playing 12 play. Don't get mad at Doja Cat if you still playing Chris Brown Run It. That's all I'm saying. If you gotta condemn one, condemn them all. Or shut up about it. Because motherfuckers gonna throw it in your face. Ain't you the one that was still? Bitch. And? A lot of y'all be loud and don't like to get called out when people start making sense. You cannot be that hard on this one person when what they did was not nearly as bad as what these other two did. That's my TED Talk for today. That is it, baby. Because it just don't make sense. Y'all got to level it out. Y'all got to level it out. Seriously. Yeah. But that was Coachella. Kid Cudi. Oh, my God. Y'all, the set started off great. Okay. Great. We was having a good time with your cut. Scott, why you jump off that stage? He jumped off the stage and didn't get back up. And I was standing there. I'm looking like, what? Where he go? And as I'm standing, I said, I already know what happened. He jumped off that stage and hurt himself. I said, I know that's what happened. That is exactly what happened. This man broke his fucking foot jumping off the stage. Kid Cudi, you're 40. We are elder millennials. We cannot be doing that shit. Okay? He said he's not going to cancel the tour because that was my next thought, is that the tour is going to get canceled. I'm still trying to see if I can get in where I fit in with it, because a lot of stuff that I'm just deciding not to go to, and I have my reasons. Like the reason I didn't attend Trap Karaoke Friday. From now on, if it's my idea, I'm going to have to say no. Because a lot of times, you know, this is just some life shit. This ain't got nothing to do with music, but I'm going to say this. Sometimes being the nucleus, or like the one that's always suggesting stuff, is tiring because nobody else will do it. And motherfuckers will tell you, oh, well, I'm doing this, that, and the third. No invite. And so then in return, you stop going to things because you are not inviting yourself, or it's not your idea. And so now everybody's excuse turns into, oh, well, you never want to go. You always say no. You don't show up. Oh, okay. Secondhand invites piss me off. Don't remember to invite me. Baby, if I ain't on that initial invite list, keep it. If you don't want me there, say that. That's fine. Or don't say that. Like, you don't even have to tell me nothing. But it's just, it's like, if it's my idea, if I got to bring it to the forefront for every time, if it's a concert and I'm the one, hey, you want to go? If it's an event, hey, you want to go? Like, I'm not doing it. I don't mind staying at home. I be chilling. That money, them tickets don't be cheap. In my pocket, I could buy some dunks instead of buying concert tickets to hang out. Or buying event tickets. But that's why I didn't go to Trap Karaoke. Simply because I didn't get asked to go no motherfucking where. So I ain't going. If it's my idea, baby, I ain't asking nobody shit. But a lot of people don't understand it. Sometimes your invite is not coming across genuine as you think it is. And like, I know fucking better. You're not going to half-ass anything. Don't invite me. Don't. If it's got to be secondhand, keep it. I might have to rethink this episode title now instead of Coochie Tales, Life Lessons. Because shit, I'm not just being out here not showing up to things without a reason. Like, y'all, it's cool. It's fine. I'm fine sitting my ass at home instead of being somewhere where I feel like I'm not wanted. And I think everybody across the fucking world can relate and can agree. They don't want to be nowhere where they are not wanted. That's the same thing I was saying about Beyonce. Listen, don't go to them award shows. They don't want you there. They showed you that the last time, girl. Don't go. So for me, at the events, hey, you don't got to invite me if you don't genuinely want me to go. If you don't genuinely want me there, don't invite me. Because don't nobody want to be nowhere where they feel unwanted. And that's the lesson. But that's it. It's just a lot of shit I'm not going to. A lot of concerts I'm not going to because ain't nobody said nothing. And then I can guarantee you after the fact, oh my God, you should have said something. I didn't know you want to go. You could have asked, why am I always having to say something? I hate that phrase. Oh my God, you could have said something. You should have said something. The next time somebody say that to me, I'm hanging up the phone in your face. There, I said it. I don't want to be the nucleus of nobody else's friend group. I don't want to pull friend groups together that don't want to be pulled together. I ain't doing it no more. Not doing it. But yeah, it's just, if it's my idea, I can't. If it's my idea, I might as well just go by myself. If it's my idea, what the fuck? So you ain't never thought that I wanted to go do anything. I'm just a boring ass person sitting at home. That's how I be feeling. I be getting in my head with that shit. Like, oh, okay. Well, I guess I ain't want to go. So fuck you. Baby, I ain't volunteering shit. Life is life. And sometimes you got to do that. Would I figure it out? Hell if I know. But I'm not going nowhere where I'm not wanted genuinely. This time is out for that. I'm having daily aha moments, daily revelations about shit that went on that I can't fix, but I can stop the cycle. It's just a lot. It's a lot. Ugh. But getting older, it opened your eyes to a lot of bullshit. Like, you can tell certain things. And some of y'all don't want to admit these feelings, but it's okay. We getting older. I have less time for confusion and misunderstandings the older I get. So I feel it's necessary to be clear at every step, like, I am and I ain't. Anyway. That was a little rant. Anyway. Yeah. So don't expect me to just be anywhere, I guess. Unless I, like, if you see me on social media saying, hey, I'm going to be at the Gavin DeGraw. Hey, I'm going to see Jasmine Sullivan. Hey, then assume that you're going to see me. But if I don't mention it past telling y'all about it's coming up, don't expect me. I'm not spending my money. I'm not spending my money. I'm not getting dressed. I'm not doing hair, nails, makeup. I'm not doing any of it. For what? I'm not your social media influencer, girl. I could tell you about the events, but, like, beyond that, I don't got it. I don't got the answers no more. It's just a lot of shit that I'm not willing to do no more for the masses. And find a Memphis lifestyle blogger. That's all I got. If y'all want me to find you one, I'll find you one real quick. It's a lot of them. If you scroll long enough, you'll see all type of shit going on in Memphis. I've seen so many places that I want to go to in the city. New little spots. And I'm going to have to roll out. Me and Doug or me Dolo, I'm going to have to roll out. Can't always be my idea. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. But since we're talking about events, next month coming up in May, we got Gavin DeGraw at Minglewood, and that's all I got on the calendar, unless it's other things coming up. You got Cinco de Mayo holiday and then Memorial Day at the end of May, but that's the only event, and I do not have tickets. I feel like I'm on one today, like, a lot of people been irritating me lately. Adulting is not fun, as they make it seem. You got freedom, but you also got life. And the older you get, the more complicated this shit get. That's all. Ugh. But that's for May. And next week, I'm going to try to... Because I'm about to end this. Because I told y'all I want to keep y'all an hour. We getting up on 30 minutes. Okay. But next week when we come back and talk, I'm going to try to have Doc of the Month ready for y'all. I was going to do The Greatest Night in Pop on Netflix, but I didn't like it. I'm going to take that back. It's not that I didn't like it. I don't know if that should have been. It seemed stretched. It seemed like it went longer than it should have. It's not even 2 hours, but if. Felt long to watch. It felt dragged out. So I don't know. I might have to. I was dead set on that one, and I've watched it, and I don't know if I can watch it again to try to get something out of it, because that's a great story to tell, but I just don't know if it should have been a Netflix documentary. I just feel like that's a great story to tell amongst company. Like, if you had that story to tell, if you were in that experience, like if you are Diana Ross, that's a good story to tell when you having a little dinner party at the crib. All the kids over there. Did I tell y'all about the time we recorded We Are the World? And how everything, like, that's a good story to tell amongst company. But documentary, baby, I don't know. So I might have to find something else. It's just like, I don't know what I could give y'all extra from that maybe you wouldn't pick up on. A lot of artists came together by happenstance on one night and recorded We Are the World all night. That's the documentary. That's the documentary. I promise you, that's what it is. A lot of focus on Stevie Wonder, Lionel Richie, and Michael Jackson, though. A lot of focus on them three, but that's the documentary. That's it. I would like to see. Now, I'm going to tell y'all this. This documentary made me want to see a Lionel Richie documentary, for real. Him going from the Commodores to the solo career. All the shit that people talk, how he was whitewashed. All the people that he's worked with, all the songs that he wrote, his career up to today. Kids. I want a Lionel Richie documentary. That's what that made me want. It didn't make me want to tell y'all about Greatest Night in Pop. Greatest Night in Pop made me want a Lionel Richie documentary, because I feel like he got stories. I just know it'll be good. I know that. And that's what it made me want. But it didn't make me want to come back and be excited to tell y'all about it. Not how I was excited with Lil Richard and George Michael. I was excited to bring y'all info before it was a segment. I covered Dionne Warwick for y'all. That was a great documentary. And then did I tell y'all about Donna Summer? That documentary? I think I did. That was a great watch. But this, I don't know. It left a lot. It's one of the things. I watched it. Greatest Night in Pop. A bunch of artists came together and recorded We All the World all night. That's literally their documentary. I'm going to find something else. I've decided it. I found something. I'm going to have to find something else and bring it to y'all next week. Or maybe the week after, and just make it May documentary. May Doc of the Month. Yeah, I think I'm going to go that road, because it's just not. It's not enough. Yeah. So, yeah, those are programming notes for the upcoming month. Yeah, hopefully my social life makes an upturn, because I wanted to be outside all summer, but I don't want being outside all summer to be always my idea. Like, you heard about some cool shit to go to, let's go to it. But don't make me have to figure it out every time. And if I have to say no to going to this week, don't just assume that I don't want to go to nothing. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe I could start, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it's me. Maybe I could start answering different. Like, nah, I can't go to that this week. But next week, this sound like I could definitely go to something next week. You want to do something next week? And you can bring something up from next week. I don't know what it is, but it cannot be my idea. I'm not doing it. If I can't do it. If you want to be outside, we could be outside. But it can't always be my ideas. Okay? Can't always be. And that's it for this week. Okay? But before we get out of here, I need you to do something for me. I need you to follow me on the socials. Lavender Listens on IG and Threads. Lav Listens on X. And Lavender.Listens on TikTok while we can still TikTok. And I know y'all heard me saying some extra social medias. I'm not on those. I ain't on no Facebook, Lemonade, or TikTok Notes. I don't even think TikTok Notes is out yet, but I won't be downloading. A lot of y'all was like, that's gonna shut down IG. Girl, if TikTok didn't shut down Instagram, nothing will. I'm sticking with Insta. Okay, Instagram, they got some bullshit going on with that AI stuff. But for the most part, I ain't had no qualms. I ain't had no problems. So I'm a rock with them. Nah, TikTok Notes is not a thing yet. I just tried to look it up. Yeah, TikTok Notes. Yeah, that's supposed to be coming to rival Instagram. And I'm going to be real with y'all. If they shut down TikTok, I'm going to Triller. I had a Triller account before. If TikTok gets shut down, I'm going to Triller. I don't want to go to Lemonade. I don't know what Lemonade is exactly. I think it's like TikTok. I ain't tried to check it out. I'm not going. And I'm definitely not getting back on Facebook. Can we get a Facebook rival TikTok? Or is this TikTok Note supposed to rival Meta? Because Meta is out of control. But yeah, follow me on them socials that I got for right now. Again, IG and Threads, Lavender Listens, Twitter X, Lav Listens, and TikTok Lavender.Listens. Okay? And remember, as always, tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend and tell their mama to tell their cousin, tell their play sister, tell their friends to listen to the show. Okay? I love y'all, man. I thank y'all. And I appreciate you every doggone time. So I'm finna get out of here because, truth be told, I'm hungry and I want to go eat. So we'll talk next time, babies. Bye.